family for being here.
Senator Brownback,
I look forward to your
confirmation. Senator Brownback, your red light is on.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator Durbin.
Thank you, and congratulations, Mr. Chairman, on your new appointment. I'm looking forward to working with you, and I thank you for your phone call over the holiday break to talk about some of the big issues we face. It was a welcome opportunity to discuss a lot of things that we will concern ourselves with. Judge Gonzalez, thank you for being here. My thanks to your family for their patience in waiting through all these questions and those that will follow. I think that Senator Spector has done a great service to the White House by moving this hearing as quickly as he has. January 6th, 2 days after the swearing-in of the new members of the Senate, it's understandable this is a critically important job for the safety of America, and we need to fill it as quickly as we can. I'm sorry that there has been some breakdown between this committee and the White House about the production of documents. As I told you in our office meeting, it is very difficult for us to sit on this side of the table and believe that we have the whole story when the White House refuses to produce documents that tell us what happened about many of the issues that we are raising. But based on what we do have, I want to try to get into a few specific questions on the issue of torture. The images of Abu Ghraib are likely to be with us for a lifetime and beyond, as many images of war can be. The tragedy of Abu Ghraib and the embarrassment and scandal to the United States are likely to be with us for decades and beyond. Yesterday, we paid tribute to our colleague, Congressman Robert Matsui, not only a great congressman, but particularly great in light of the fact that as a Japanese American, he was sent to an internment camp by his government that did not trust his patriotism or the patriotism of his family. That shameful chapter in American history is recounted even today, more than 50 years later, as we think about it. I'm afraid that the torture that occurred in Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo will similarly be recounted 50 years from now as a shameful chapter in American history. When you answered Senator Cole, you said we're going to divide what happened in Abu Ghraib into two areas. Physical and sexual torture, never acceptable. Some idea of fun by depraved people, and you condemned it. Then a second area, interrogation techniques that went too far. And you conceded that those interrogation techniques might have migrated or started at Guantanamo and somehow made it to Iraq. My question to you is, would you not also concede that your decision and the decision of the President to call into question the definition of torture, the need to comply with the Geneva Conventions, at least opened up a permissive environment for conduct which had been ruled as totally unacceptable by presidents of both parties for decades?
Thank you, Senator, for the question. Maybe perhaps I did misspeak. I thought I was clear that I wasn't dividing up the categories of abuse into two categories, that was really that division had been done within these reports themselves. And those reports did indicate that there was some migration as to the second category. But the reports and the briefings were fairly clear in my judgment, and others may disagree, that the reasons for the migration were because there was inadequate training and supervision. If there had been adequate training and supervision, if there had been adherence to doctrine, then the abuses would not have occurred. And that's what I see in the reports and what I see in the briefings. As to whether or not there was a permissive environment, you and I spoke about this in our meeting. The findings in these eight reports universally were that a great majority, overwhelming majority, of our detention operations have been conducted consistent with American values and consistent with our legal obligations. What we saw happen on that cell block in the night shift was limited to the night shift on that cell block with respect to that first category, the more offensive, the intentional, severe physical and the sexual abuse, the subject of those pictures. And this isn't just Al Gonzalez speaking. This is what, if you look at the Schlesinger report, concludes. And so what you see is that you've got this kind of conduct occurring at the night shift, but the day shift, they don't engage in that kind of conduct because they understand what the rules were. And so I respectfully disagree with the characterization there was some sort of permissive environment. That's just not the case. The facts don't bear that out,
sir. And let's go to specific questions. Can U.S. personnel legally engage in torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment under any circumstances?
Absolutely not. I mean, our policy is we do not engage in torture.
Good. Glad that you stated that for the record. Do you believe that there are circumstances where other legal restrictions, like the War Crimes Act, would not apply to U.S. personnel?
Senator, I don't believe that that would be the case, but I would like the opportunity to, I want to be very candid with you and obviously thorough in my response to that question. It is sort of a legal conclusion, and I would like to have the opportunity to get back to you on that.
I'll give you that chance.